Some questions?
Maharaj, today is disappearance day of Krishnadas Babaji.
Speak a little bit louder.
Today is disappearance day of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe your time with him and your impression of him and his disappearance also?
Hare Krishna. Srila Guru Maharaj writes in his poetry, the one song he wrote for the birthday of Srila Saraswati Thakur, 5 slokas that end with the line, pranamami cha charanantika paricharaka sahitam. That as Krishna is not worshipped alone, that's not to understand Krishna properly. Just as when we speak of king, implied is queen, kingdom, prince, princesses, associates. King means many things. So when we say Krishna, we don't think of Krishna alone. There's Krishna personally, but then Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, it's a hierarchical, spiritual family, hierarchical, spiritual family. Similarly, Guru should not be seen in isolation or alone. So the Guru has entourage. Right? As Krishna has his entourage, Mahaprabhu has his entourage. So Sri Guru, the Vaishnava, Sri Gurudev also has entourage. Means senior servitors, senior dear servitors, those who have some special capacity also for representation, or sometimes they personify particular aspects of the personality of Sri Guru. So Srila Guru Maharaj in this poem, he's worshipping Srila Saraswati Thakur, but he's also worshipping, expressing his appreciation for the disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur, who he sees as his entourage, his extensions. That's how we shall see God brothers and God sisters as extensions of Sri Gurudev. Okay. They're like reflectors. They're what is the gift, what's in the heart of Guru is reflected in the hearts of his followers and disciples. So Srila Guru Maharaj, we know, has some extraordinary, unique certification from Srila Saraswati Thakur. When he read the sloka, the line in Bhaktivinoda Viraha Dasakam, Sri Gauranamatam Srupa Viditam Rupagrajena Adritam Rupadye Paribeshitam Ragu Ganai Ashwaditam Sevitam Jivadyay Abhirakshitam Sukha Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Padasevanam Ritamaho Tadatumi Shobhavan. Very beautifully he's showing, as Chaitanya Saraswat, Mahaprabhu understood fully by Srup Damodar, knows that's why Chaitanya Charitamritam coming from him, Raghunath Das, worshipped by Sanatan, Bhakti Rasa Charja Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Krishnadas, they're relishing what's coming down from Sri Rupa and the Rupanuga line. That's as opposed to making it becoming diminished in its tastefulness, it's becoming enhanced, more tasteful. So just see, even in this prayer, so many are being mentioned and what their unique contributions are. Jiva, Baladev, and then how Brahma, Shiva, Sukha, later Uddhava, they're all aspiring from a drop of this. What is it? Sri Radha Parasevanamrita Maho Tadatum Yishobhavan. Oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. Radha Dasyam, the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. The most wonderful thing, the highest thing, the epitome of our service aspiration. And then what did he say? And what is my hope that if I want to dedicate myself to the lotus feet of your servitor, Sri Doita Das, that means Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. So interestingly, all this praise of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but then showing not that he's now crossing over his guru, he's forgotten who his guru is, now he's going to Bhakti. No, he's saying, and what do I ask of you? He's glorified him perfectly and properly. What is my request from you? If grant me a position at the feet of your dear Doita Das. So that's how his disciplic integrity, fidelity remains intact. That all of this is done in remembrance of my aspiration to serve his holy lotus feet. So that's why Guru Maharaj's way of seeing things. So Srila Guru Maharaj, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was a very dear friend of his throughout his career, to use the word, and Gaudiya Math, and afterwards. And Babaji Maharaj is very loving and affectionate of Guru Maharaj and always promoting Guru Maharaj's songs, prayers, and like that. So, for example, the song Pranamami Shada Prabhupada Padam, it's Babaji Maharaj who went all around Gaudiya Math singing that song. And now everyone, all the Gaudiya Math, they know this is the song that perfectly describes Srila Saraswati Thakur. So, and most, if not all, they sing that song on his appearance day or whenever is appropriate. Some, like Shanta Maharaj, when the last disciples of Srila Saraswati Thakur was over 100 when he left the world a few years back, he would take one sloka every Ekadashi, and like they would sing the song, and then he'd take one sloka and explain it. So they all knew, like, this is so perfect, this song. Or the pranam, Nikila Bhuvanamaya, China Vichina Kartri, Vibhuta Bahulam Rigya, Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shatila Dividi Raga Radhya Radheshadvani, Vilasatu Hridi Nityam Bhakti Siddhantavani. Babaji Maharaj would sing that. Go visit all the, and then the devotees say, oh, what is this sloka? And he said, oh, Sridhar Maharaj composed this, and then explains, tells something. First time I ever heard a verse from Premadama Stotram, I heard this one kirtan of Babaji Maharaj, and he started saying, yatra tatra Krishna nama dana loka nishtaram Premadama deva meva nomi gaura sundaram. But it started, Krishna, 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 Krishna nama kirtanam. And I was mesmerized. I thought, what is this? And I had some friends in the Sanskrit department. I went in and I said, can you identify this? This is extraordinary because it's similar to like Mahaprabhu and Charitamritam, yet it's unique. And then Babaji Maharaj is singing with this mystical melody. I can't stop thinking about it. Can you help me find it? And they like come back the next night and go, it's the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram of, you know, Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Deva Goswami. So how did I hear that? From Babaji Maharaj. How did so many others hear about Guru Maharaj? From Babaji Maharaj. And he would, when Guru Maharaj said, why, and Govinda Maharaj, they'd ask him, why are you always singing Guru Maharaj's songs and Guru Maharaj's slokas? He said, because I find them, you know, same with Rupa Goswami, which is the highest compliment to pay. Some of the legendary stories of Babaji Maharaj, that he was very handsome and from a very aristocratic family. And when he came to Gaudiya Math, he was very dressed very beautifully and looking very handsome and everything. And they say, Saraswati Thakur said, he may create a disturbance in the ashram. And when they told, Babaji Maharaj got the sense, he's being rejected. So they told, he tore off all those clothes and made himself look horrible and came back. And then they said, oh, okay. So he is always like an extreme personality. And even before coming, he was also very athletic, like would run the marathon, you know, running marathon. It's so many miles, so many kilometers. But he would do that like taking the name of Krishna. So he's running, but Hare Krishna, you know, the whole way. And I've seen, you know, personally, Ekadashi, every Ekadashi, he doesn't sleep. The whole night, he's taking Krishna Nam, either singing songs or taking Krishna Nam. And one night in Mayapur, few devotees, he stayed in our room. And we stayed up as long as we could. By like 12 or 1 o'clock, we were all like falling asleep. But when we fell asleep, he was chanting. When we woke up in the morning for Mangal Arati, as we awoke, he was chanting. So he chanted the whole night. And he did that every Ekadashi. And many times, every day. But especially on Ekadashi. And there's so many legends about him. And it's a peculiar thing because on the one hand, just to set the record straight, as Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj would from time to time, it's not that everything he did would be approved by Saraswati Thakur. That could be misleading to the younger section. Sometimes young devotees, they would want to imitate him, right? Which is not a good idea. Sometimes he would be staying at the Mat, but there's an annual like Sahajya song festival in Navadvip before Gaur Purnima. He would go to that. When Guru Maharaj heard he was doing that, he kicked him out of his Mat. Said, you can't, you know, this is not proper. You can't stay here and do that. You want to do that on your own time? You can do that, but not and stay here at the Mat. So then he's thrown out of the Mat. He's always going from one place to another in Mayapur. One of the devotees sees him from Gaudiya Math and said, oh, I thought you were staying at Chaitanya Saraswati Mat. He said, oh, no, Sridhar Maharaj threw me out of the Mat. And that devotee, what? Why is Sridhar Maharaj not? You are exalted disciple of Saraswati Thakur. And he said, well, he objected to my going to this Sahajya Kirtan. Then that devotee said, oh, it's good that he threw you out of the Mat. He should throw you out of the Mat. Sridhar Maharaj has done right. Anyway, some time goes by and Gurudev and Guru Maharaj are together, and you always know Babaji Maharaj is coming because you hear the holy name from a distance, like Hare Krishna, Krishna. He's walking down the road, you know, and they can hear him. And then he comes to the gate, comes upstairs, and then Guru Maharaj said, why have you come? I threw you out of this mat. And he said, yes, that's true. He said, you didn't say I couldn't ever come back. And then Guru Maharaj and Gurudev were like, all right, then. But don't go to that Sahajiya Kirtan. No, I won't. So, and different friends of mine and ISKCON, we would sometimes encounter him, or some recordings were made, and we were captured by his kirtan. And you can even hear, there's one recording where, because his favorite slogan, like, Harirnama, Harirnama, Eva Kevalam, Kaloa Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. Or, Nama Sankirtanam Yasya, the last sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Papa Pranashanam, Pranamo, Dukkha Samanas, Hari, 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 Parim Haram, I forget. Anyway, all these slokas in praise of the holy name of Krishna. Why he also is chanting Premadama Stotra, Krishna, 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 Nama, Kirtanan, and things like that. But at one kirtan, some devotees there understand who he is and have appreciation for him, but say the bulk of the group, they did not. And they're sort of thinking like, oh, here are those Gaudiya Math people Prabhupada warned us about. And they're very suspicious and they don't want to sort of participate in this. They're very reluctant participants. And Babaji Maharaj starts singing his song, you know, Govinda Hari, Gopala Hari. You know, he's singing and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and different things. And you can see gradually few more people start participating. Then it starts developing, and around halfway through, like, everyone's like singing and they're becoming enwrapped by his kirtan. And then it progresses to the point where actually people started screaming. Some are saying Hari Bol, others are just screaming, right? Like they can't take it anymore. And Babaji Maharaj is playing the drum and having the kirtan. And in the end, they're they like collapse and they realize that they're in the presence of a great soul and he gave them some mercy. And that's my experience with him was similar, very brief actually, just a few times. But Babaji Maharaj is not preaching. I told that Ekadashi night, one devotee, Sarva Bhavana Prabhu, Bengali devotee, sort of leading, they're asking him questions. Every question he answers with Hare Krishna. They go, what about them? And they ask some big question and he's saying, Hare Krishna. Like, you should chant the holy name, that's the answer. And you can't argue with that. Anyway, and one boy was very like starstruck and had a chadar, very beautiful chadar, like they can make in India, you know, this nice shawl. And he wanted to give it to Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj, no, he only has like the Babaji dress. He doesn't have, and a mala. But that boy is like insisting and Babaji Maharaj is refusing. And then they realize that boy is like crying that what he wants to offer is being rejected. Then finally Babaji Maharaj said like, I will accept it, your gift. And he hands him, and the boy is very happy. He takes it, touches it to his head. And then he said, but I'm going to keep it with you. So he said, so whenever I come, then you'll have it. And if it's cold or whatever, you'll, you know, but I'm keeping it with you. So I saw, oh, the boy, he is happy. He gave the gift. He got like for Sodom also, like, but he is also a little unpredictable and not tolerating fools, as the saying goes. And I went to, once, Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj and myself, we before Mangal Arati, we heard he was at the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, and we went there to see him and like make a recording, or because I was thinking the proper way of doing the kirtans and bhajans would be lost. We didn't think that we would be allowed to see Srila Guru Maharaj. It didn't cross. We're going to his mat, but we're thinking like, we're just brahmachari, you know, we'll never be allowed to do. We didn't even think it was possible. But we thought Babaji Maharaj is there, maybe we can see him. And we found him downstairs. And then when he understood the intention to make these recordings, he became annoyed. And he said, important thing is that you chant. This is a very simple thing to say, but he was right. He was saying, no amount of recording, that's not going to supplant, I think is the word. We're all advised to take the holy name. You can't just like listen to the recording of the holy name. That's too passive. You need to take the holy name. So I'm not saying you can't hear recordings sometime, but it should not, you know, it's too passive. It has its place, but we need to vibrate the holy name. There's that famous sloka, what is it? Oshta, something, spandena. We're saying like, even if you can't do anything, you should at least go like, move your lips and your mouth. If sometimes you can't say the holy name out loud, but we're advised to. Anyway, but he said that like a little upset with like, you know. And so we like took out our japa and we started going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And like one round, two rounds, three rounds, you know. After, he started to soften up after a while because we were chanting and he's like, that made him happy. He's like listening and then he's chanting. He's sitting on the bed. We're on the phone. He's like. Then he realized this is being very merciful and thinking he wants to give us some special mercy. So he leapt up. He moved always very quickly. Leapt up from the bed. And he said, come. And my godbrother, he looked at me like, I said, wherever he's going, we'll just follow him. So we start going around, then we're going up, and we're going upstairs where Guru Maharaj is. But we didn't know, we're just following him because he said, come, follow me. We go, and then we see sitting in his chair in the morning, wrapped in all of his clothes. There's Srila Guru Maharaj sitting in his chair. And we were shocked, stunned, and just fell to the ground, Shastanga Dandavats, from like far away, and just sort of like started crawling towards Guru Maharaj. I couldn't believe that this was possible because I knew who he was. And as we got there, Babaji Maharaj, Guru Maharaj is sitting in the chair, and Babaji Maharaj went behind him, and he said to us, he went, listen! That's all he said. Listen! And we listened. And Guru Maharaj said something humorous. He said, you are members of the Hare Krishna movement. And he said, and this gentleman, he said, he has some fondness for Krishna Nam. Remember, he's chanting like 24 hours a day. He has some fondness for Krishna Nam. And you are members of Hare Krishna movement. So your connection with one another is natural. That's the way he said it. And the whole time, Babaji Maharaj, they were going like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Guru Maharaj told us about absolute consideration, relative consideration, subjective evolution of consciousness, many, many things. And he, when he heard that we're preaching in communist countries, he went, what service are you, you know, we said, we're doing that. And I told him how I'd also been to Russia recently. And Guru Omar said, this is 1979. And Guru Omar said that there was a cloud of atheism hanging over the Soviet Union. He said, then Swami Maharaj went there, and by his presence, the cloud like broke. And he said, and now you can go there and preach successfully. So we're like super inspired. Narayan Maharaj was from Eastern Europe, from Hungary originally. So he inspired us and with Babaji Maharaj. And so I always felt some and feel some debt to him besides being appreciating his kirtan and singing of the slokas. That he took me to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj for the first darshan, the first time ever seeing Srila Guru Maharaj in person. So I have to, I mean, eternally indebted to him for that. And sometimes traveling around India, I was on this one preaching party and it took us to different cities. I think it was a place called Bareilly. Meerut Bareilly, one of those two. And there was this doctor there who is a Bengali, Dr. Guha. And he was like your classic worshipable Gaudiya Math householder. And his house was a like full altar, full deities, full program, Mangala, everything. You know, and he'd go off to work, but there's a program going on in the house. And, you know, we had a program there for like 3 days, few days. And I was giving the lectures, and he'd come after work and sit on, and like, and listen. But he was very grave. He'd like, and I was wondering, like, does he like what I'm saying, or he's not showing like smile, nothing, you know, like it, I had to wonder, but I'm saying, but he's there for the whole time and every night. Just like. So I'm trying to do my best. And he doesn't say anything either. Then one day he said to me, he goes, do you know Babaji Maharaj? And at first I was thinking, oh, Krishna is Babaji Maharaj. And then I thought, what are the odds that he knows Krishna? And I said, there are so many, they're all Babaji Maharaj. What do you mean, you know, but that he's known as Babaji Maharaj in Gaudiya Math. But I thought, before I say, all this Babaji, you know, Krishnadas Babaji. And then I said, well, so many are named Krishnadas or Ramdas, Gaudiya Math. I said, yes, I do. You know, like, I'm his follower. And he said, he will not stay in the house of any Grihastha. And he spends every 6 months in Mayapur. Then he goes like through Puri on his way to Vrindavan. It's in that pranam Gurudev wrote, how he spends this time in Mayapur. Then he goes to Vrindavan. He said, so he doesn't normally stay with any Grihastha. He only stays in the mat. He said, but he stays here in my house. And I was like, wow. And he said, would you like to see his room? You know, and I said, yeah. You know, and we all went upstairs. It was like going to a holy place. And then he opens the door. And you see, just wooden bed, nothing. And a mridanga from a hook on the wall, the strap holding a mridanga, and the mridanga wrapped in some cloth. And we like took the mridanga down, touched it to our heads and everything. And he said, the last time Babaji Maharaj was here, because this is like a few years before his disappearance, he said, last time he was here, he was very sick, he was ill. And so, you know, normally he stays up all night chanting, he's singing all the songs for the deities, everything. He said, but this time he's very ill. And this man, remember, is a doctor. He said, so I went to get my stethoscope and examine him. He said, so I put on the stethoscope and placed it on his heart. And he said, and I heard no heartbeat. He said, but what I heard was, he said, Harinam with kirtan, mridanga, and kol and kartal. That type of beat. And he heard the holy name of Krishna. And he said, I could understand. It was Babaji Maharaj's mercy. So he's a peculiar saint, not to be imitated. When in Gaudiya Math time, Guru Maharaj was in charge of the Delhi Math, and Babaji Maharaj was in a place called Bali Atti, which I think is in modern day Bangladesh, and chanting a lakh of Krishna Nam every day, 64 rounds. And Guru Maharaj needed help in the Delhi center, so he sent a letter to Saraswati Thakur. Thought, you know, maybe this is the wrong thing to do. I mean, there's so many slokas. Mahaprabhu is about taking the holy name. He's chanting a lakh of Krishna Nam every day. Because there are some people, they'll think like, oh, if you can't do that, then you can do so many other, but this is really what you should be doing. But, you know, all these mat services are for people who can't do that. There are people who say that. So Guru Maharaj is writing in deference to that concept, saying, I'm thinking to ask him here to Delhi Mat to help me with the save of the mat, but is that the right thing to do? And Saraswati Thakur wrote back saying, if you will invite him to do seva at the Delhi Math, he said, you'll be his real friend. You'll be really serving him in the best way possible. You'll be his real friend. And he said, because I don't recognize that, he said, counting beads, that's the expression he used, counting beads in the jungle of Baliati is Krishnanushilana Sangha, that's favorable for the culture. This, we always come back to Saraswati Thakur. He's the arbiter of all things real and unreal, substantial, insubstantial, what we should do, what we should not do. He makes these determinations. So he said, you'll be doing him a favor. Because I don't recognize that counting beads in the jungle of Baliati is Krishnanushilana. But at the opening of the ISKCON, Mayapur Chandradoya Mandir, when Guru Maharaj is invited and Gurudev comes, that famous picture, see Srila Prabhupada, Srila Sridhar Maharaj sharing the Vyasasan and Gurudev singing at the mic and gave some talk. Babaji Maharaj is on the side. And Gurudev did not expect to speak, but Guru Maharaj's health was not good. So when Gurudev spoke, he began with this sloka. He wasn't prepared to say anything. He just like descended in his heart spontaneously, this inspiration. Kam prati kataitam ise sam prati pratitamayatu gopati tanaya kunje gopa viduti vitam brahma. Sometimes I missed something, but Raghupati Upadhyay, so saying, who can I tell, who would believe me, that the Parabrahma, Krishna, the Supreme, he's hunting the gopi girls in the bushes of Vrindavan? Is there anyone you can tell that to? And if you told it, would they believe it? It's unbelievable. And if you told somebody, they would, you know, that Supreme Brahma, he's chasing these girls in the bushes of Vrindavan. But he's saying that in the sloka. And Guru Maharaj said in his Gaudiya Math essay, saying, but what he's alluding to is, now that you've come, Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna combined, everyone will hear about it. That's why we're talking about it now. And everyone will believe it. Right? What's unbelievable, they'll get faith in that from you, from your divine mission and movement, your Nam Sankirtan extension program. But Gurudev, you know, like the one of the qualities, literary qualities of the Western canon, you know, when they're analyzing things, they always speak about irony. So Gurudev is using this with dramatic irony and saying, who can I tell and who would believe me? And I say that Abhai Charande, Abhai Babu, that's Swami Maharaj's Purvashram name, his name previously, that he, the what was predicted by Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinod Thakur, and ordered by Saraswati Thakur, that person I used to sit with eating muri, puffed rice for breakfast in Calcutta, selling his Back to Godhead magazines on the street, and who treated me like an affectionate son, that he would fulfill this divine prediction and take Krishna consciousness all over the world. Who can I tell and who would believe it? And when he said that, Guru Maharaj said, Babaji Maharaj went, Hare Krishna! Like, he said, he knew, like, he conquered the audience with that. Like, this was so unexpected and so perfect as to capture everyone, heart and soul, like, the ultimate glorification. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, he knows what this means. He knows the sloka of Raghupati Upadhyay and can understand what a what high level, highest level praise this is. And Babaji Maharaj loving these slokas, they're not just, you know, poems or writing. You know, Krishna's name is Uttama Sloka. So it means in these Uttama type slokas, this highest type of poetry, is Krishna. It's a very mysterious thing. The talks about Krishna are Krishna. He's within them. He's extended by them. Krishna becomes palpable and you connect with him, hearing about him. Hearing about him and him, they're not two different things. That's why these things are so important. Namachintamani, that's why Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Namachintamani Krishna. The name of Krishna is Namachintamani Rasa Vigraha, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. But another way, Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya is the Rasa Vigraha. Anyway, it was our good fortune to come in connection with such an exalted soul, however momentary. And see, even in these few moments, how can so few moments be filled with so many divine pastimes? Then you get a glimpse of that divine personality. And there are many other things, can't tell them all. But, and saw how the love and affection of Guru Maharaj and Gurudev for Babaji Maharaj, whatever, and say, non-traditional tendencies he might have had, was somehow compensated by their love and affection for him. Oh, and Guru Maharaj said, put it this way once, he said, he may have mixed with Sahajiyas, but he never forgot the lotus feet of our Guru Maharaj. He put it that way. But cautioning the devotees not to imitate him, not to try and go in that direction. At the same time, telling us the truth, but in a gentle, sweet way, and only increasing our love and affection for him and appreciation. And again, why? Because of Srila Gurudev's standard, anyone who loves Guru Maharaj that much and is promoting Guru Maharaj, I told you, when I would sometimes myself wonder, like, why is Srila Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj, so generous and forgiving with me? And sometimes he would tell me straight, because you promoted Guru Maharaj. That for him is that he won't abandon you or betray you or... And I don't just mean with myself, with all of us who have the good fortune to be the object of his love and affection. But particularly as Saraswati Guru Maharaj saw, the way to the heart of Saraswati Thakur is to praise Guru Maharaj, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The way to the heart of Srila Govinda Maharaj is to praise Srila Guru Maharaj in a real and substantial way. And so Babaji Maharaj, everywhere you go in Gaudiya Math, why do they know all these songs of Guru Maharaj, slokas of Guru Maharaj? Is because of Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. That's why. And he's the one who said, and judge of our minds, like they see Hapaniya as Bhashana, as because he's seeing Guru Maharaj equal to Rupa Goswami and Radharani's delegation. So he's saying his appearance place is equal to Bhashana, the appearance place of Srimati Radharani. So he had so much love and affection for Srila Guru Maharaj. And so many pastimes. Guru Maharaj sometimes laugh, saying that in remembrance of, for some reason at his Oriental Institute in Vrindavan, Ban Maharaj had a bomb shelter built into this building because there were wars going on. You know, India was bombed, right? New Delhi. Or so he had, anyway, he had this bomb shelter there. But sometimes, Ban Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, they'd go into the bomb shelter. Remember this Bhugarbha Goswami and Rasikananda Prabhu, you see in Vrindavan, sometimes the exalted souls would do their bhajan underground to not be distracted by anything. Anyway, they're in a bomb shelter in Vrindavan, and that time, Babaji Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, they want to hear Guru Maharaj explain the Brahmar Gita. That very high thing. We're not going to talk about that. We cannot. I mentioned something about it recently with Guru Maharaj. But this highest, what is discussed behind the closed doors? Mahaprabhu, Srup Damodar, Ramananda. But he said Babaji Maharaj was so delighted, and what gave him extra delight was he said, in this lowest place, remember, they're within Vrindavan, but they're in a bomb shelter. It's like below the ground, he's saying. He said, how ironic that we're below the ground, like in the but we're hearing the highest thing. He was charmed in that way. And charming in this way with expressing so much heart felt appreciation for Srila Guru Maharaj. His love for Guru Maharaj was genuine, as was Guru Maharaj and Gurudev's love for him. And of course, Gurudev put his picture on the cover of the Mott songbook, you know, in honor of him. So, if some remembrance of him on this day comes to us, we're very fortunate. And he is like painfully, delightfully honest. He could stay at one mat for a while, then go to another mat, another mat. And while he's there, he's always doing the kirtan. That's how he's spreading the songs and slokas of Guru Maharaj. But once someone criticized him and said, "Oh, we know what you're doing. You go to one mat and you hear all the gossip in that mat. Then when you go to the next mat, they're eager to hear from the last mat. And this way you go around mat to mat gossiping." Right, so that's very insulting for some. And Babaji Maharaj said, "At last you have understood the nature of my heart." Said, "For so long you're praising me that I was some kind of Vaishnava. But now, long at last, you've understood actually my heart, that it's devoid of Vaishnavism, and what a low, unqualified person I am. Long at last, you've realized this." No. Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, Tirova Mahamahutavatiti Ki Jai. Any other question?
Maharaj, did he really feel like that? At last you understand, or this was just etiquette, or what?
I take it as a sincere expression of a Vaishnava. As Gurudev said, my religion is finding fault with myself. Really, when anyone in cultivating Krishna consciousness, when they look within themselves, they will see how they are devoid of Krishna consciousness. It's the mysterious thing about the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, what Guru Maharaj calls negativity, which he equates with humility. And it's expressed even on the, how can Mahaprabhu say, I don't have a scent of the fragrance of Krishna Prem, what to speak of a drop of that divine substance. And how can he say that and mean that? We take it, we measure this in an inverted way to say, oh, those who can say these things in a heartfelt way, it's indicates that they have something inside. And those who are, ostentatiously making a show of achievement or depth are suspect. That's antithetical to Vaishnava culture.
We also hear that Vaishnavas, they do not take offenses.
Right. So that person is saying something we could say is offensive, but he's not. The higher devotees are thinking, like Gurudev said, why is Krishna allowing this to come to my ear? What does Radharani say? If I had any love for Krishna, I would have died long ago. Because if you have Krishna Prem, you won't be able to tolerate being separated from Krishna for a moment. And every day I get up and prepare a face to show the world. That's positive proof I don't have love for Krishna. If I really loved Krishna, I would have died for separation a long time ago. So this points to a particular quality of heart. And somehow within that is also protection from wrong things, the wrong type of assertion, these these, as I say, ostentatious displays of devotion is antithetical to the culture of Krishna consciousness. To make people, Mahaprabhu is saying, no, but we see that you're crying, you're taking the name. Oh, to deceive the public. That's what he says. Why does he say that? Why should he say, to make a show, if not to warn that when people are doing this, they're making a show, and you shouldn't think it is the real and substantial thing? Guru Maharaj said, Saraswati Thakur, you know, shed 100 gallons of blood to show what Madhura Rasa is not. Like in Prakrita Rasa Shatadushini, you know, Kabuna, Bolena, everything, not this, not that, it won't be like this. Think, why? 100 nose, knots, to make it abundantly clear what it is. But we're in a plane that's characterized by cheating propensity. We like to deceive others. We seek, name, fame. And with that's bad enough in the material world, where all this self-promotion, you have a generation of people being raised on self-promotion. It's not going to end well. And spiritual culture is antithetical to that. It's a service aspiration. So, and why are they hammering this point so hard and so airtight? Because it's that critical to proper development. And it's not just a posing, a posturing, clever expression. But it has to be a heartfelt sentiment. And as I say, that to the degree the depth of expression is there and it's genuine, we can infer from that the depth of actual appreciation. Just like even in the regular world, when something is so good, people, they taste something so nice or they see someone so beautiful and they say, whatever I've said, whatever, you know, is so far from what it is. People say, oh, what a beautiful description. No, what I just said it doesn't do it justice. Then you say, oh, then you're getting a hint. Kaviraj Goswami describes some inconceivable pastimes of Mahaprabhu and said, and you're thinking, this is the most incredible thing I've ever heard. And he says, what I just said is an aparad compared to what it actually is. Then you can understand something. It's taking you in a particular direction. And the inverse of that would be, then, as happened, everyone crying and they're showing ecstatic symptoms and talking about they're in the upper world, just all nonsense. That's why we have to see the thread. Why does Uddhava aspire for atomic presence in Vrindavan? Certainly, he's in Dwaraka, he's certified by Krishna. Why isn't Uddhava, expressing some aspiration to become like a super servitor in that plane, rather saying an atomic presence? Because that's the system, that shows proper thinking. The other stuff is a fantasy. It's fictitious. As Guru Maharaj said, people who do not want to pay the price for this is, self-sacrifice to the extreme. They want to forego the self-sacrificing aspect. Then it's unreal. So when these superior devotees make these expressions, we have to take them seriously and adjust ourselves with what they say. So there, that it is, it's like an open secret. So if Mahaprabhu, voicing the sentiments of Srimati Radharani, says, Krishna Prem is so high, Guru said, so, you know, heart-swallowing, that one will not be able to be tolerated being separated from that. For a moment, they will have to die. So then the real devotees will say, the proof that I don't have it is that I'm alive. I should have died in separation from Krishna. It's located within those sentiments. And it's not something that you can understand with intellect or mind. But heart, Shraddhan Bhato Anushrinaya Dutta Varnayedya, faith culture in the heart. Any other question?
Maharaj, as far as I know the story of his disappearance, he was...
I don't want to hear anything about that.
Okay.
Or say anything about that.
Then how can we get the similar taste that he has to kirtan and shlokas? Because right. He was like a high devotee from a birth. He has an appreciation from a birth. Can we achieve this? Like, or how can we progress?
We're following, you know, the advice of Saru Shastra Guru and Vaishnav. And we want to be in a progressive position. We shouldn't be thinking about this lifetime or achieving this stage or that stage, but just, as Guru Maharaj would say, deserve, then desire, not desire. No. Just be thankful for the good fortune to hear about, glorify, like Srotavyas, Kirtitavyas cha, Smartavyas, Chechchitabhayam, by hearing about, chanting about, remembering these divine souls, they may be merciful to us. And by their grace and time, some appreciation may come. But we don't want anything artificial, any artificial hothouse ripening. But whatever will come that is deserved, and that the upper world, that plane knows. We're not putting any time limit on that. We're just fortunate to have their connection and trying to nurture service aspiration. That should be our position. Hare Krishna. What does Mahaprabhu say in the Shikshastakam? Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Ayinanda tununja king guram patitame. No, what is it? Nayanam galasru dare vadanam gadgara rudhaya gira pulakar nichitam babu kada. Tava nama grahane bhavishyati. That sort of hankering in a real way is a very high stage there in the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's very high. But so hearing those songs, we sang the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kabe Habe Bolo Sedi Namar, Amar Aparadha Guchi Shuddha Nama Ruchi Kripa Bolo, etc. He's saying, when I am praying for that day when my offenses will vanish, then I can understand there will be some appreciation. But we think of ourselves in that position, saying, oh, so on account of my offenses, there's no taste. So he's saying, Amar aparata guchi shuddha namaruchi. Then when those offenses vanish by your grace and the association and service of the Vaishnavas, then some taste may come to me. I'm praying for that day. When will it come? Hare Krishna.